Many new restaurants have opened their doors in the area. Several of them deserve your attention. And Nikki Nellis of the List Are You On It joins us now to talk about them. How are you doing, Nikki?
I'm great. I am live right now from Black's Bar and Kitchen in Bethesda, Maryland. They are doing a huge tiki party. So they are pouring tiki cocktails and roasting up pig. And if you haven't had brunch yet today, I would head on down here because there's so much going on. But the reason why I called in today is to talk about all the restaurant openings that are going around the D.C. area. So the first thing I want to talk about is the New York Avenue Beach Bar. If you love the beach but you can't get there, then you want to go to the Beach Bar. It's on New York Avenue. It's like a little beach. They have taken a vacant lot, poured it with sand, tons and tons of sand. There's beach umbrellas and picnic tables, a bunch of drink stations. You can get beer and some cocktails, and you can hang out and have a good time.
All right, tell us about Three Stars Brewing Company.
Well, I love this. So Three Stars Brewing Company is going to be one of the new breweries here in D.C. You know, a couple of years ago, there were no breweries here in D.C., and now several have opened. Three Stars Brewing is just starting the process, but you can go to their place in Tacoma Park, and if you are interested in home brewing, these guys, Dave Coleman and Mike McGarvey, can totally set you up so that you can brew in your home, and soon you'll be able to brew there at Three Stars Brewing.
Saku Ramen, am I pronouncing that right?
You are. Good for you. So these guys, Jonathan Cho and Jay Park, are a couple of ramen heads. I'm a ramen head myself. I love ramen, even in the heat of summer. This is that fabulous Japanese noodle soup. And this is brand new in Adams Morgan, which is kind of a food desert as of late. But they are totally rocking it out with great different kinds of ramens. And, of course, there's house-made dumplings and lots of bao buns.
And Georgetown has a new top location, or is that where you are currently?
No, I'm in Bethesda.
Okay.
In Georgetown, Chef Mike Isabella of Chop Chef fame, he opened up his Bandolero. Now, this is a Mexican small plate restaurant. I actually was there last night checking it out. There are salsas, guacamoles, ceviches, tacos, so much good food. Incredible margaritas and cocktails are being made, an incredible list of tequilas or mezcal if you're into that. And honestly, it's going to be a hot, hot place, not just in the summer, but for just keep going on and on. I mean, it is Mike Isabella, and everybody knows him, and everybody wants to see what he's doing.
All right, Nikki, thank you so much for joining us, and have fun out there.
Well, thank you. Have a good day.
Nikki Nellis of the List Are You On It. To find out more about everything we just talked about and more, go to WTOP.com, search the list.